principal component analysis is based on a very simple worldview. We measure variables. The goal of factoring is data reduction. Determine the number of kinds of information in the variables. Build a principal component for each. The correlation matrix holds the relationships between the variables. Principal components are nothing other than composite variables. Nothing other than composite variables. Just like a Y prime, an LDF, a MANOVA variate, just an aggregate or a composite of existing variables. Nothing complicated about it at all. Just data reduction and information organization. Common factor analysis is based on a more complicated and, in fact, a causal worldview. Principal components analysis is an associative worldview. Variables are measured, they're related to each other, we use those relationships. How many kinds of information do we have? Build a composite score for each, go home smiling. Any domain, intelligence, personality as two examples, has some set of latent constructs. These are things that sit down inside you and define who you are. They not only define who you are, but a person's values on these latent constructs causes the score on any measured variable. So when I give you a test, your latent constructs sitting down inside you drive your answering of those tests and drive the test scores. Any variable has two parts. The common part that's caused by the values of the latent constructs, and a unique part that's not related to any latent construct that we'll call error. So anytime I get data from you, I'm getting two things. I'm getting a representation of your latent constructs, and I'm getting error. Unique information that I wouldn't ever get anywhere else. The goal of factoring, the goal of common factor analysis factoring, is to reveal the number and identity of the latent constructs. The correlation matrix must be adjusted to represent the relationships between the portions of the variables that are produced by the latent constructs. I'm not just putting variables together now into composites. I am cutting nature at its joints. I'm trying to understand what are and how many are the fundamental attributes, the fundamental characteristics that are and drive behavior. We have to make sure that the correlation matrix represents the correlations between the common parts of the variables. The error stuff, we want to get it out of the way. The error is going to cause us problems. We want just the common factor part of each variable, the latent construct of each variable. Common factors are linear combinations of the common parts of the measured variables that capture the underlying construct, because that's our goal, to reveal underlying or latent constructs. Here's an example. Let's say that there are these four latent constructs, IQ, math ability, reading skill, and social skill. And let's say that we're going to give people tests of all of these things, adding, subtracting, multiplying, vocabulary, reading speed, reading comprehension, politeness, listening skills, and sharing skills. Each measure, when I give you an adding test, the score that I get back from you on your adding test is produced by a weighted combination of the latent constructs plus something unique to that measure. So adding has some intelligence. It has a bunch of math. It has virtually no reading. It has no social skills. And then it has something that's unique to adding. You with me? These things produce your adding score. Your subtraction score also has a component of IQ, a component of math, very little reading, no social skills, and something that's unique to subtraction. Your vocabulary score has a healthy dose of IQ, no math, a lot of reading, no social skills, and something unique to vocabulary. And finally, your score on the politeness test has some IQ, no math, no reading, a lot of social, and something unique to politeness. We really believe that down there somewhere inside you, there are these four things, and these four things are causing your scores on all of these. If this is true, we ought to be able to take the correlations among these measures, factor them, and reveal the underlying latent constructs. Does that make sense? If the constructs are driving the variable scores, the interrelations among the variables should allow us to reveal the constructs. So we have one that's got everything loading on it. We've got another that's got adding, subtracting, and multiplying loading on it. I think we can call that math. We've got one that's got vocabulary, reading speed, and reading comprehension. I think we can call that reading. I don't know where the adding came from. Sorry. We've got another that's got politeness, listening skills, and sharing skills loading on it. I think we can call that social skills. And then we've got this other one that everything loads on it. Oh, I see. These are supposed to shift over. We've got one that has everything loading on it. It's tempting to call that general intelligence. This is the game that's played with common factoring. There is this set of latent constructs in there. Our job, find them. By finding the revelation of them in the interrelationships of variables that they push around.